Hi, everybody.
Thank you, Valerie.
Today I have a story for you about three siblings, Linda, Sue, and Joel. Linda, Sue, and Joel were excited because they were going to go to the zoo. They had never been to the zoo, and they were excited because they got to see all the animals. The evening before they were about to go to the zoo, their mom had to go to the store, so she left Linda in charge. Linda, Sue, and Joel were playing in the living room around their mother's favorite bowl. Their mother had warned them to not get too close to the bowl because she didn't want to be broken. Sue and Joel were just too excited, and they weren't paying attention, and all of a sudden they hear a crashing noise, and they look behind them, and the bowl is broken. Linda was very shocked at what she saw, and she knew that their parents were going to be very disappointed in them for breaking something that didn't belong to them. How do you think Sue and Joel felt after they broke the bowl? How do you think they felt after they broke their mother's favorite bowl? Yes, they were very scared because they didn't want to get in trouble, and they were afraid their mother was going to be really upset. So when their mother came home later, they were very scared. They peeked through the bedroom door to see if what their mother was going to do. And when their mother came in, they were expecting her to be upset and come running to their door. So they plugged their ears and hid under the covers. And when their mother came in, they didn't hear anything. They're like, "What's going on? I thought mom was going to be really upset at us." And then their mother just came in and she said, "Linda, you did such a good job taking care of the house." And they're like, "What happened? What do you guys think happened to the bowl, the broken bowl?"
She picked it up. She probably fixed it.
She did fix it. She fixed it because she didn't want her siblings to get in trouble. But later on, she did tell her parents what had happened, that they had accidentally broken the bowl and had fixed it. And their mother was very happy that they were honest with them. Who else has fixed our issues?
God.
That's right. Jesus forgave us for our sins with covering our problems with his perfect love. Now, when you guys go to school, you should share this love with everybody and make sure everybody knows. Let's pray. Dear Jesus, help us to obey our parents and help us to be honest when we break something that doesn't belong to us. Help us to share your love with others and to always be kind. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Okay, you guys can go back to your seats.